Thank you, George. Again, my name is Christopher Lawrence. I'm an electricity policy analyst with the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. I'm here to describe to you the National Environmental Policy Act process. It's the reason why we are all sitting here in this room tonight. The representatives of the federal agencies here in front of you, including myself, we're here to listen to your comments and gather information from you all to understand the impacts of this action if it were to be approved. Now, before any federal agency can take any major action, such as the issuance of a presidential permit, which is what we're evaluating at DOE, it must conduct a thorough review of all environmental impacts pursuant to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. We also refer to it as NEPA. This scoping meeting is at the beginning of that process. During scoping, we look to you, the public, to provide us, the federal government, with the issues you see related to those impacts of the project. Your issues will help us scope what we call an environmental impact statement, or an EIS. All comments we receive on the record during scoping, be spoken or written, will be addressed in the draft environmental impact statement. DOE has assembled a team of both government and contractor staff that are specialists in the wide variety of areas that will be covered in the environmental impact statement, including, but not limited to, the following areas: biology, ecology, engineering, economics, and archaeology. As part of the environmental impact statement, DOE will also evaluate other alternatives to the action proposed by the applicant, including the no action alternative. Once DOE completes the draft environmental impact statement, the public will once again get an opportunity to provide us with verbal and written comments. Again, we are here to listen and learn from you all. That's why we're all sitting in this room tonight. The affected public. If you have any additional questions regarding NEPA or our agency's process, please see one of us during the break or after this meeting. Or our contact information is available here. You can get it from one of us, or you can find it on the EIS website, and that's www.northernpasseis.us. Now, we understand the frustration from many of you that your questions are not being answered by us, immediately answered, I should say. Believe it or not, we don't have the answers to many of those questions. But those questions are issues that will be addressed in the environmental impact statement. Once again, you will have the opportunity to tell us how we address those issues in the draft environmental impact statement once we release it. Again, thank you, and we do look forward to hearing your comments. And now we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now I'll turn it back over to our facilitator, George Krivitsky. Thank you.